Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Okay, so wait a minute. You're calling Def Leppard a British band? That's what we're doing here?
They're from Britain, aren't they?
We're calling Def Leppard a British band?
Are they a British band or not?
We're continuing a conversation that we were having off the air. It has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
But here's the game we're playing today. Nathan doesn't know about the game because then I'm curious about the Def Leppard Brit. That's fascinating. All right, so here's what we're doing today, Nathan.
All right, let's do it.
When I first started this show 17 years ago, I did not want it to be only about
Penn State.
Get out. No, you haven't done the rules yet. The local institution.
Okay.
So if anyone says the local institution today, the name of it, see, this is where Nathan and I, we don't go over this stuff beforehand. I like to surprise Nathan. If you say it again, you're kicked out for 5 minutes.
All right. So if I say it 12 times,
I just leave. Right. No, no. You go for five, and you can come back. You gotta say it again for another five. If I say it, 5 minutes. If any caller calls in and says the name of the local institution, I'm hanging up on you. That's the game we're playing today. Do you know why I'm doing this?
There's gonna be someone that calls in.
I know that didn't. I'm gonna give the rules every now and then. You know why I'm doing this?
Why are you doing this, Corey?
Because I feel like all we've talked about for the last 2 months is the local institution. And I do not want this to be a show about the local institution because you know what? Shockingly enough, there are a tremendous number of people in our area that can't stand the local institution. Did you know that?
What's the name of the local institution?
I will not say it. But did you know that?
Yeah.
There, obviously, this is primarily a local institution listening audience, I'd say of 75%. But that means Blair County, I want to say, is about 150,000 people. That means there's 30, 40,000 people out there that couldn't care less about the local institution. They care about Notre Dame, which is a joke and a laughingstock right now, or they care about Pitt or somebody else. So the reason I vowed not to just be a show about the local institution is because yes, you do have to hit the primary audience, but you don't want to exclude other people who don't care at all about them. Like, Nebraska Man does not care at all about the local institution, right?
Correct, yeah.
So if anybody – here's the caveat I'll give you. If you have a subject that revolves around the local institution, we can talk about it a little. You just can't say the name of the local institution.
All right.
All right? If Nathan says it, he has to leave the room for 5 minutes. You're suspended for 5 minutes.
All right.
If I say it, you got to come over here and take over everything, and I got to leave the room for 5 minutes. And if any caller says the name of the local institution, then I hang up on you, and I'll let you call back like 5 minutes later. Okay, so that's the ground rule for today.
Oh my goodness, this is going to be tough.
It will be tough, I think, because it's just, but you see what I'm getting at. Basically, we've come in here for the last 2 weeks, I'm sorry, 2 months. I'm all flummoxed now thinking that Def Leppard, it says an English rock band. In no way have I ever thought of Def Leppard as a British rock band.
Where did they come from?
Yeah, but they sing American music.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right, so 946-0435. One fun thing I thought we could talk about today that would prevent us from saying the name of the local, because believe I'd love to come in here and completely rip on the men's basketball team at the local institution. Did you see what happened to them last night?
Yeah, blowout.
Indiana beat the local institution 113-72. That is 41 points. They were down 32 points at the half. My God, how in the world? So, but I'm trying to avoid it. So, one thing I thought we could talk about today was Christmas movies. That might get us around, like, Die Hard. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Is Def Leppard an American band? I think Def Leppard is as much of an American band as Die Hard is a Christmas movie. We're kind of splitting hairs here on this.
I couldn't disagree more with that statement.
Just because they are from England they didn't sing English music. They sang American music. I'm just joshing with you here but when you said, because he was trying to get me to pick his top five artists.
Well, Spotify
of the year.
Spotify puts a top five out for artists
and the people you've listened to the most.
So I'm gonna have Corey when we're off air. I'm gonna have him try to guess.
The first one because my first guess was Poison. He said similar, and I said Motley Crue, and I said and then he said no, it's not American, and I'm like what? Because I knew it wasn't like Duran Duran. So anyway, that's how we came upon the Def Leppard discussion.
All right, well I'm not gonna give you the pass. Usually
yeah, that's okay.
Flexible,
that's
so.
Okay. How much do you think you can avoid saying the name of the local institution today?
I about said it three times already, so it's going to be really, really tough.
Dan is not a fan of the local institution. Dan's a fan of Notre Dame, and I blasted Notre Dame yesterday, and I'll blast Notre Dame today again. Dan, what's up with you today, pal?
Okay, now, hi, Nate and Corey. Now, the situation with the local institution, now, this time of the year, they did wonders, and you used to promote it, too. And it's about warmth for people that didn't have a certain type of article. And you used to promote it. See, I don't know. You definitely remember it, I'm sure, because it was this time of the year. They would have, like, the 12 days of Christmas, see. Are you with me now?
Not remotely. I have no idea what you're talking about, Dan.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can...
see if people are talking around saying the local... We're doing this because, obviously, James Franklin would always say the previous institution. And the last time I heard him say it, he called it the last place.
Well, Corey, see, now when you had your show on the previous institution... See,
oh, it's going to be good all day. It's going to be awesome.
See, this time of year, see, they did wonders. They had the 12 days of Christmas. They had this lady on there that did it for years, and unfortunately she come down.
You're talking about the charity thing that they did, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly what it was called, but yes.
I can't mention what it's called, because I'll give the institution away.
But it wasn't named after the local institution. It was just, if we're talking about the same thing, I remember like they would do their 12, and they would talk about all these presents they're giving all these local families, right?
Absolutely, and then maybe I'm going to say a word that you might not like. And
I want you to say it. I'm going to hang up on you. Say the name of the local institution, Dan, so I can hang up on you.
No. I'm not going to say the name of the institution. I'm going to say the name of the program.
That's fine.
Wally Warmth.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. I remember some of that. But, no. The local institution is I'm okay with talking about the previous institution that I worked for. I won't say their name, and they're disgraceful because they don't cover local anything at all. They're a conglomerate corporate scenario. But my point is to kind of put a cap on this. Dan, you're a Notre Dame fan.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear us talk about the local institution for two consecutive months, basically for 52 minutes a day?
No.
Simple as that. I'll tell you what, though. Notre Dame's coach here now, he's getting a lot of NFL looks. I don't know if anything's going to come of that, but Marcus Freeman, I don't know how much longer he's going to be in South Bend.
Nate, I think he's pretty well satisfied there.
I do, too. I think if you were to tell me to put money on it, I'd stick with him being Notre Dame, but there's a lot of people banging his drum in the NFL right now.
There's no way in... Let me phrase this, because since we can't talk about the local institution today, we still have to fill an hour, so I'm going to have to take my time with some of these discussions. There are jobs in this world that you would love to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
and they but they maybe they don't pay you a lot of money, right? Then there are jobs that would pay you a lot of money, right? But you'd absolutely hate doing. Okay, Nathan, would you want to make $400,000 a year? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Would you want to do it being a surgeon cutting into people every single day for 8 or 9 or 10 hours a day and dealing with that?
Hell no.
Absolutely not, right? Okay, to me, where am I going with this, right? See, I can meander around these subjects. Being a college football coach right now is stupid beyond belief. The amount of things that a college football head coach has to do now compared to when the legendary coach of the local institution did it for 40-plus years, it's astronomical. That dude didn't have to do half of what James Franklin had to do at the local institution.
Good job pandering through that.
See what I'm saying? So if you're Marcus Freeman or any college coach, well, that's why you make $10 or $12 million. Yeah, to hate your life, to recruit 365 days a year, not only recruiting high school kids, but when the kids are on your roster, you have to continue to recruit them. Give me a job going to the NFL where basically all I have to do is be around other rich football players who only care about playing football. But when I look at a Marcus Freeman, if he had an opportunity to go to the NFL, jump on that in a heartbeat. Because being a college football head coach right now today, look at Notre Dame. They're 10-2. I think Notre Dame is one of the five best teams in the country right now. If you put Notre Dame in a tournament right now, I think they'd be one of the five best teams. But they didn't deserve to be in. So you got to deal with that. So to me, Dan, if the NFL comes calling for Marcus Freeman at equal or more money, that the job is way, 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 way easy. You think Mike Tomlin, who do you think has a tougher job? Mike Tomlin or the head coach, the previous head coach of the local institution? Who do you think, Dan?
No, the previous institution by far.
By far.
The way the scope of the situation is going now. Now, back when you mentioned about the 40-year guy, it's a completely different ball game. But if James Franklin was smart, see, he didn't keep people around long enough to do his dirty work or doing his professional work. James Franklin was on a pedestal, see, so to speak. Now, if he delegated the right people to do the right thing, he could sit in his office.
But you still got to be the CEO. You still got to go shake hands with billionaires. You still got to be on TV and be the spokesperson and everything. Hey, Dan, good call, buddy. I appreciate it, man. We're having some fun here. If anybody is joining us late, it says on the screen, Roger and Myrtle Beach, these words are on the screen, and if you say them, I'm going to hang up on you.
What are the words on the screen? I don't know.
So you might have joined us late. For anybody that joins us late, because...
Yeah, I just joined you about 3 minutes ago.
Here's what we're doing today. Because for the last 2 months, all we've talked about is the local institution. And I don't want to be a show solely about the local institution. So we are not allowed to say that name today. We're not allowed to say it. If you want to have a subject about it, but as soon as you say the name of the local institution, I hang up on you and you're banned for 10 minutes. And if I say if it slips out for me, I'm suspended for 5 minutes. And if Nathan says it, he's suspended for 5 minutes. So you see what I'm getting at. I feel like this is all we've talked about for 2 months. And surely there is something else in the world that we could talk about to entertain ourselves. Right, Roger?
Oh, well, yeah. I just got off the golf course a little while ago. And we started out with frost on the green today, so we had a little frost delay. So, great day. You know, it's 58 degrees down here. Not the warmest, but, you know, we sucked it up and played golf today.
See,
but we did it.
I want to hang up on you just for your smugness and It actually wasn't terrible today. It was like 35. Now, yesterday was freezing around here. I don't want to talk about the weather all day either, by the way, just so.
Well, I didn't have a chance to listen to you last night. I was disappointed in the lack of wanting to talk about the whatever you want to call it on Monday. You wanted to talk about Christmas music, and by the way, All I Want for Christmas is my favorite song. So,
Here's why I'm a little hesitant to talk about what happened Monday. We don't have any idea how good this guy's going to be. I think he's going to be really good.
No.
He doesn't have any football players right now. He doesn't have any players. I'm a little hesitant to jump in with the rest of the local institution media and sing the praises that this guy's going to be phenomenal. I think he will be very good because he's taken over unbelievable resources. But to be perfectly honest with you, I covered enough introductory press conferences in my career. I don't give a damn what they say at all. I mean, everybody's like, you got to win the press conference. He did. That's fine. Get some players before we can talk about what you're going to do. You follow what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I thought the very interesting thing, and by the way, I thought he did a great job, and I want to run through a brick wall at, 63 years old for him. But I thought Pat Kraft was on edge. I think Mr. Kraft is on very slippery slope right now.
Good word. Good way to put it.
He did apologize for those people he offended, but I think he's on a slippery slope right now.
I would completely agree with that. And again, I did start the show by saying that the men's basketball team for the local institution lost by 41 points yesterday at Indiana. That was a Kraft hire. The women's basketball team, Carolyn Keegar, nice woman. That's a disaster of a program. That was not a Kraft hire. But, I mean, what has Pat Kraft done other than be a giant fan? Hey, Nathan, what good has Pat – now, this looks like a good hire, but what has he done other than just – throw money and support and resources at the local institution?
I'll tell you what he's done. He fired James Franklin. So,
yeah,
that's pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah. Anything else, Roger?
The ring he was wearing on Monday, is that the wrestling ring?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see that.
I didn't see that either.
It was a championship ring, and he...
What program?
I don't know. That's what I was asking. It's a huge ring. And somebody asked him about that ring, and he said it. I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, but for what school? But for what school?
Well, it's Penn State.
I got you. Hey, Roger, you're banned for 10 minutes.
That was good. That was good. I thought you were just going crazy for a second, then I realized what you were trying to do.
I wanted to get one. Roger, you can call back. I love you. I set you up for failure there. You're supposed to set people up for success in life.
Yeah.
I set Roger up for failure from the first minute there.
Man, that was a perfect lob right there. And, like, he didn't even think about it. He's like, oh, it's for blank. And, like, he sent it right out, and then I think it clicked, like, half a second after he said it.
Look, I'm having fun with this, but clearly what I'm trying to get at, if there's anybody that wants to talk about anything in the world, guy wants to call in and talk about the Indiana quarterback. That's awesome. I feel like, do you ever feel like you're coming in here and we're just repeating the same damn thing over and over and over?
I feel like we've done that for
2 months.
2 months now. Yeah, since October 12th.
And we also do the
blue and white wrap-up.
Yeah, I was really close there. Did you hear that?
I heard the P come
really,
out.
Really, really. I said the P. I'm going to be suspended for 1 minute because I said the P. I'll be back in a minute.
All right, folks. I got to transition over. We're going to hit the phone line.
Yeah, 1 minute.
Let me get over.
Let me get the phone line for you.
All right.
And then I got to go out for 1 minute.
All right. Well, I got to go outside in case someone says it immediately. All right, so I'm going to transition over. So you're going to get about 5 seconds of dead air. All right, so Corey Geiger is suspended for 1 minute. We're heading to the phone lines. Here we go. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Joe from Altoona.
Joe, what's up? How we doing?
Good. And I don't know if you're doing it anymore, but I believe in Father Christmas, favorite Christmas song.
All right, Father Christmas. And, all right, sweet.
And I was calling about the Indiana quarterback college versus the Baltimore Ravens quarterback in their last game. That Indiana quarterback, when he was flushed out of the pocket and was out of the tackle boxes, he threw that ball away 10 rows back into the stands. And the Baltimore Ravens, a pro quarterback, throws his last pass, 2.5 minutes left in overtime, could have tied it with a field goal in field goal range, and throws into almost triple coverage for an interception. And I'm like, who's coaching? The coach of the quarterback in Indiana seems to be doing a lot better than the coach of the quarterback in the pros there. Corey always talks about, the previous institution, the local institution quarterback hasn't got any better, wouldn't throw people open. And that got me watching it a little better. So
I served my suspension. I am back now. That's a great call. I heard what you said. That is a great call about people getting better.
Well, thank you. And that's, stuff that you talk about that really, makes you think about it. Instead of just watching the game and stuff, you think, okay, well, what did that quarterback do? Well, that Indiana quarterback threw that football to a souvenir in the 10th row of the stands instead of trying to force it somewhere. He did that at least five times that I saw.
What do you think, Nathan? I think he wins the Heisman. He's the significant betting favorite now. He's minus 2,000.
Yeah.
I would take Diego Pavia over Fernando Mendoza, me personally. I saw an All-American team earlier today from CBS Sports, and Diego Pavia was the first-team All-American quarterback, and Fernando Mendoza was second team. And I'm like, that's interesting. So I went and looked at the Heisman odds, and Fernando Mendoza is going to win the Heisman, period. But I would take Pavia over him. What do you think?
Are you saying like betting wise or who?
I've got a football team. Who am I taking as my quarterback?
Oh, if I have a football team, who am I taking? Diego Pavia, no doubt in my mind. But if you ask me who's going to win the Heisman right now, it's obviously Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah.
Perfect season, Big Ten champ.
Had his moment, beat the number one team in the country, best win of anybody in the country.
Multiple moments. He had that moment against Penn State the entire drive.
Well, he nearly got knocked the hell out.
Yeah.
Somebody said the word.
Oh, crap, I did say Penn State.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Get out! Five minutes! All right. Okay. Rotate. Okay. I didn't even notice. Joe, you get you're the champion of the day, Joe. You noticed. I didn't even notice that Nathan screwed that up. Good for you, Joe.
All right. Thanks.
Great call, my man. Appreciate it, buddy. 946-0435. Chuck, you better be careful. I've already been suspended for 1 minute. Nathan's suspended for 5 minutes now, so be careful what you're doing here. Do you know the rules of the game?
Am I not supposed to say?
Yeah, don't say it. Or you get hung up on immediately. If you say the name of the local institute, because again, I'm resetting this for everybody. I feel like all we've talked about for 2 months straight for 1 hour a day is the local institute. We're trying to talk about something else. Mike Tomlin, Christmas movies, cookies, Applebee's, whatever the hell you got, you just cannot say the name of the local institution.
Well, I'd go a whole different direction if you want.
Go right ahead, man.
All right, man. So just listen to this. I have a way. Well, there is a possibility that the Pirates could be an above 500 team to contend for a wild card spot this year.
Okay.
And just hear me out.
I'm actually not going to disagree with you here. So I'll give you plenty of leeway.
And I always think about this. Here's a stat that comes from, and I got to give this to Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. Most Pirates fans and most baseball fans don't know that when the Pirates scored four or more runs last year, just in those games that they scored four or more runs, they were one of the best teams in baseball. They had one of the best records in all of baseball. When they scored four or more runs.
In those 14 games that they scored four or more runs.
You're right. Now,
It was a low number.
It was a low number. But
hey, you got a minute to go. You get out. You're in the penalty box. You got another minute in the penalty box. All right, go ahead, Chuck.
I thought you were yelling at me. I didn't say anything.
No.
I'm talking Pirates baseball. All right. I got it. So the issue is, think about the rotation that they're going to have. And it was all because they had really solid starting pitching and really above average defense.
Yes.
And if you think about they're bringing back Skeens, Bubba Chandler, Mitch Keller, and is it Jared Jones who had, hopefully he comes back from the Tommy John surgery. That's a hell of a four. That's a hell of a starting four. And if you can keep the defense where it is, If they have any friggin' ability to pull in some bats this year, you really could see the out. I mean, and to be honest with you, Cherington's failures as a GM, he's been unbelievable in terms of drafting and developing pitching.
Let me say, so when you brought this up, you probably thought you were going to get blowback from me, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
But I'm not, because, one, I mean, I can't stand the Pirates, but you're not wrong. You've got the best pitcher in the game. He's one of the five best young pitching prospects who's ever lived. You know, as long as you don't F up everything, you do have somewhat of a chance. The problem is the offense, and if they say that they're going to go spend money, I still don't believe it. If he would just go spend $75 million more, remember we did a show 3-4 months ago, probably 6 months ago, where I said it's easy to spend other people's money. If he would just go spend $100 million more and eat it, just eat $100 million, they could make a significant jump. Now, obviously, you need Jared Jones to be healthy. You need Bubba Chandler to be healthy. You need Mitch Keller to be quality. And obviously, Skeens will be. I don't think it's far-fetched what you're saying to barely be above 500, to get in for a wild card scenario. I don't think any of that is out of the realm of possibility.
Well, what makes it out of the realm of possibility is, I agree with you. I mean, nothing can say there. And they did. They made this big splash. They're going to get Schwarber and whatever, you know. And number one, but they followed through. The sad fact about the last 6 years is that Cherington, if he had the ability to even be more, you know, you and I could have done better drafting hitting prospects that could have made it to the major leagues than this guy did. He has been that abysmal at it. And had he had any ability in his trades or in his drafting to be at least marginal in that respect, they'd be a respectable baseball team that you could actually show up and go, hey, I'm a fan. I'll watch these. I'll watch the Pirates. I'll follow the Pirates because I know the economics of baseball aren't going to allow them to win. Like I said, all we want is for the organization to be run right, and we'll take the results. But in thinking about this, if they have any ability to pull in hitting and any power at all, you know, they could be enjoyable, you know, for the 2026 season.
Mad respect.
That would be great.
When we're trying to talk about different things, I got mad respect for Chuck. We're still going to have another 20-minute argument at some point about the salary cap. But I applaud you, sir, for bringing up a topic out different than the local organization local institution. Yeah.
Amen. It's always great to be on. But, you know, you cut me off, and I was going to say that it would be great to go on to 2026 on an upswing so that we're going to go into that fight that's going to bring the salary cap in 2027.
Hey, look, I'm going to hang up on you now anyway. So if you want to say the name of the local institution, by the way, breaking news, the defensive coordinator of the local institution is leaving to go to Tennessee.
Oh,
so,
boo-hoo.
So if you want to throw the name out there, that's fine. I'm going to hang up on you now anyway.
All right. Well, I'm not going to throw it out because the only thing I would say about the local institution is this. For all of you fans out there that are always going fire the coach, it doesn't matter whether it's the Steelers or whether it's this organization, the local institution, you're going to find out what that's like in the rebuilding years. And I don't want to hear a damn word out of anybody when they're complaining that they ain't got to the top of the mountain which they think they're so freaking entitled.
We tried to talk about that yesterday, about the crazy delusional expectations of Penn State. Oh, man!
Way to go.
All right. Okay. I'm gone. Okay. I'm going to serve my suspension here. Nathan, you come take over. You can get, let's see, Scott is in here. So we're right. Nathan's going to take over for Scott. Let's go.
All right. Let's do this. Corey, serve your 5 minutes. Suspension.
All right. I got to go sit in the penalty box. I knew I wasn't
going to
be able to do it.
All right, so I'm back on the other side. Corey's over in the penalty box now, heading back to the phone lines. We got Scott talking about the previous institution. So go ahead, Scott.
Hey Corey and Nate. Oh, I guess not Corey anymore.
No, Corey's not here. Corey's.
You're doing a heck of a job today, Nate. I appreciate you. Hey, I started to watch the basketball team for the local institution last night. And as soon as that team, Indiana, that kid hit three-pointers within the first 2 minutes, I was like, this old story. They start off good against this crappy non-conference team, and as soon as they hit the Big Ten, same old story. And I turned it off, of course, and I woke up to see a 40-point loss, and I was like, wow. I didn't think it was going to be that bad, but that was pretty horrid.
Yeah, the local institution's basketball program for, I mean, outside of 2 years in recent memory has just been abysmal. I don't understand for as big of a draw as Penn, or I caught myself.
Now what do we do?
I caught myself. I didn't
you got
say
a minute.
It. I didn't say it, but I got a minute. So, Scott, you're going to have to ramble on about whatever you want here. We'll see how long you can go.
I'll finish mine, then you serve your minute.
All right.
Oh, man, you put me on the spot there. Well, hey, I can throw out my favorite song and my favorite movie because the favorite song is from the favorite movie. It's Melikalikimaka. You know what movie that's from?
I do know what that's from, but I don't know if I can.
50 First Dates?
I was going to say Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation.
Yeah. Oh, Christmas Vacation. Yeah. That's right.
It's where he's looking at the model. When, yeah.
She's in the pool, yeah.
Yeah, best Christmas movie and best Christmas song, all in one.
Interesting.
In my humble opinion.
Hey, appreciate the call, Scott. We're going to head on over to Eric real quick. So, Eric, I'm going to serve my one-minute suspension. Corey's going to take back over.
Oh, good. I get to talk then.
All right, go ahead, Eric.
Well, the story I heard many years ago at the institution north of us here was that... that the 40-year legend didn't want a competing with another program within there,
right?
And so that
you can say Pitt. You can say Pitt.
No, not Pitt. I meant the BB team.
I see. Yeah,
it didn't want a legend there because didn't want to compete against. I don't know if you ever heard the story, but the story went that Bear Bryant left Kentucky because one of the reasons because of who was it? Rupp. Rupp was the coach there, and Kentucky basketball is legendary,
right?
And so that whether that's true or not, I don't know.
So are we talking? Are we talking Russ Rose here? Is that what we're saying?
No. I'm saying that the 40-year legend didn't want a great basketball program.
I thought you said VB as in volleyball, because I was gonna say Joe was always very, very respectful of Russ Rose. Hey, look, there is I joked about this on Twitter yesterday. Nathan can come back in now. He's out of the penalty box. Remember how everybody always said Penn State, Nathan, you ready for this? You're too young to even
know
this.
You said it again.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
The
5 minutes.
Okay, let me finish this thought and then I'll serve my suspension during the break. That the local institution basketball is like Indiana football, right?
Correct.
Well, now Indiana football is the number one team in the country, and the local institution just got me suspended again.
Yeah, I guess probably the realistic thing is the type of athlete they recruit doesn't want to come to a very rural area like this.
That's right. All right. Very good. Appreciate the call.
Imagine you're tuning in right now and have no idea.
People have no idea we're talking. If you say the name of the local institution, you get hung up on. We're just trying to move on to talk about some different things today. And I'm sorry. I thought I'd be able to get through. Now I'm going to be serving my second suspension here. So Nathan will take over after.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 50 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goods. Goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy. Or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats. Now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
Get a great deal on select Kubota construction equipment featuring durable Kubota engines. More comfort, more productivity, more get it done right. right now. Write it off a lot and write it off your taxes for zero down, 0% APR for up to 36 months or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st. Subject to credit approval. Consult your tax advisor. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Write it off your taxes at McCoy's Lawn and Garden, Route 36 in Roaring Spring.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse...
Don't get stranded on the way to Grandma's house this holiday season. At Central PA Truck, Auto, and Tire Service, they'll make sure that your vehicle is in top running order for you and your family. Why? Because they have family, too. And they understand how important it is to keep your family safe. Call Central PA Truck, Auto, and Tire Service today. 212-8200. That's 212-8200. And they will get you to Grandma's safe and sound.
All right, so if you're just joining us, Corey Geiger is currently serving his suspension for dropping the name of the local institution. If you are unaware, you cannot say that name or you get automatically dropped. If we say it, me or Corey, 5-minute suspension. But we're going to move past that. We're going to move to Roger. Call him back in. Roger, what is up?
Well, I'm off of my suspension.
Yes, you are.
So. And so can we talk about Corey and how he's full of shit a lot of times? And, you know, he very argumentative about people and all this kind of stuff. Are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah, we can talk about that. Corey's chuckling in the corner, but
yeah. He's right, by the way.
He is right. He's right. That's a good call. That's good.
Yeah. So I know it was going to be hard for him to sit back there on the sidelines and listen to this, and I don't know how many
he's biting his tongue. I can see it. I can see him, his face right now. Just
but here's the thing. Hey!
No, they're talking.
That you're suspended. You're suspended.
So I did want to talk about Steeler football a little bit, and it was a very interesting turnaround with the Steelers the other night. I did not think they were going to beat Baltimore. Quite frankly, I'm sorry, but that was a touchdown in the end zone. So I don't know if the NFL has came out and apologized for that yet. They generally do that stupid crap. Mm-hmm. So are you aware of anything that the NFL has done about that call?
Nah, because by the rules, technically it's not touchdown. So they got the right call, even though it's a BS rule. But I'll tell you right now, the division's horrible. Like, the Ravens are not a good football team. I'm not saying the Steelers are good. Yeah. Steelers are not a good football team either. There's no one in that division that is the caliber of a playoff team. Now, do I think on their best day, do I think the Ravens, the Bengals, and the Steelers could knock off any team in the NFL? Maybe, but consistently, these teams are not very good teams. Lamar's clearly not the same player this year. He's banged up, and it just isn't working out there in Baltimore. The Bengals' defense is atrocious, and then the Steelers are just hit or miss. You never know what you're going to get. They can't play synchronously with anything. So, yeah, it's a bizarre thing right now as Corey joins us back after his...
No.
What do you mean I'm argumentative? I'm not argumentative. You're argumentative. What do you call me argumentative for?
I will say, I don't think there's anybody less argumentative than Corey in this entire world. So.
You just said twice, Bengals. You said Bengals twice with Susanna Hoffs. You said it twice. Not the Bengals. You said Bengals. Man, it's a manic Monday in here.
Yeah, it used to be the Bungles when it was Myron Cope. I don't know. I mean, I think the number that I heard was first of all, it was imperative to we won that game, but we had like a 70% chance to make the playoffs if we won it. If we didn't, it was like 30% or something like that. So.
Oh, it was probably less than 30%. It was basically that game hinged. I mean, the playoff hopes. We're going to come down to both the Baltimore games. If they can sweep Baltimore somehow, they're going to make it into the playoffs. But, you know, you got one domino fell here. So, and honestly, if you win two games down the stretch, the Ravens' schedule is really tough to where the Steelers are set up in a good position. I know they have the Lions coming up, but if you could knock off the Dolphins and the Browns, you're in a really good position to where potentially week 18 may not even be a must-win game, and you might already be locked into the division. So depending on how the Ravens come out, of course, it'll all come down on
that side. Got to beat the Dolphins. The Dolphins are really good, but I said this yesterday on Black and Gold Breakdown. They got to come up here. It's going to be 25 degrees on Sunday.
Historically.
I watched the Dolphins when your dad was a teenager, Nathan, and the Dolphins have never, in that organization's history, they have never been a decent cold weather team.
Yeah. Well, we need to win that game for sure Monday night.
Thanks, Roger.
Hey, appreciate the call, Roger. We're going to go to Jerry, who's going to want to talk about the Eagles.
Now, Jerry, you join us late. You know the rules of the show?
Yep.
Okay.
I know the rules.
All right.
But I wanted to talk about the Eagles, so I should be all right.
This is good. We never talk about the Eagles. Seriously, I will apologize. We have a lot of Eagles fans. I literally, never discuss the Eagles. What do you got, Jerry?
Well, I wanted to know what you guys thought about Barkley's season. I mean, he doesn't seem like he's running with the same power. I know he had a couple good runs, the last game, but they were the exception by far this season. Do you think that he's peaked?
Peaked? Yeah, absolutely peaked. I thought he peaked 5 years ago. So the fact of what he did last year is remarkable, but he will never touch what he did back in 2024. I mean, his career is going to go – now, I think he's still a quality running back, but his career is not ever going to touch what he did last year, winning Offensive Player of the Year, over 2,000 yards. I mean, historically, that's the third best rushing season in the history of the NFL. It's going to be pretty hard to top that.
I'll throw this out, and I will apologize about this. I'm not an Eagles expert. I will just say this in general, and if any Eagles expert is out there that can say if I'm right or wrong – the Eagles were phenomenal last year. They had a tremendous roster. They had terrific players everywhere. When you have that, it's easy for everybody to be great. When you win and people start to go here and there, and look, Jalen Hurts, clear now that he's got more pressure on him, he's clearly not a superstar. Jalen Hurts is an awesome quarterback when everyone around him is awesome. Now he's got, going out there having two turnovers on one play. With Saquon, my feeling on it, he's 28 years old. He did have some injuries that kind of probably saved his body a little bit for a couple years, which I think enabled him to do what he did last year at 27. He's still a great player, but he's an example of why running backs in the NFL are kind of considered a dime a dozen because, if you have great players around you, sure, you can go off and have a tremendous season, but as the team deteriorates a little bit, like the Chiefs, it puts much more pressure on every single player.
And I will say also, the Eagles' offensive line is significantly worse than last year. They obviously lost a couple guys.
That's what I'm saying.
Agency,
you win a Super Bowl.
Also, Lane Johnson's injured. That's one of the
you
best
You give
tackles.
Jalen Hurts $50 million.
Yeah.
When you have to pay the $50 million to the quarterback, it will create some holes
it's a different offensive coordinator, too, so a completely different system. Everything's just different in Philadelphia and where they're not using maybe Barkley as much as they should as well. I don't think they're using him enough, especially in the passing game and stuff. Got to get him a little more involved. But the Eagles are some hot water. I mean, they're not. They look lost as an offense. I mean, their defense is outstanding, but their offense just looks lost completely.
Jerry, you're the man for bringing up a fun topic. That's good.
Well, the thing is, the Eagles just don't look very good. That's the bottom line. They just don't look very good.
Yeah.
But there's time to figure it out a little bit. If they figure it out in like the week 17, 16 or 17 or something, we're going to take a break. Go ahead, Jerry. We got three more people waiting on the line. Appreciate Jerry. Everybody wants to call in and talk about things other than the local institution.
Love it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back here on the other side.
For Kyle Larson, the Sonoma area is home, and he was happy to get back there this past weekend.
It's definitely been a grind for me lately, so it was good to get out here and not have any extra races and whatnot. We came out on Tuesday, met up with Abreu's, had dinner at Mustard's Grill. Wednesday, laid by the pool, and then Rico and David and their family, they had like a fundraising thing that they had sold earlier, I think in the year or last year, and so we got to run go-karts at their track, and they had dinner on their property with a lot of people, so that was a lot of fun. Thursday we did some wine tasting, and yesterday we didn't do anything. I brought my bike out here, so I rode my bike, so that was nice and relaxing too. A lot of times I don't think it matters for results on the track, but for me, I think Sonoma kind of always falls at a good time of year to enjoy some nice weather and things off the track to kind of just be a normal person again and take your mind off competition because it's so easy to just immerse yourself in it every day. And some people thrive on that. And I would say I typically am as that guy too, but a lot of times it's good to get away from the racing and I think that can really recharge you. So I feel ready to go. I'm happy to be here and happy to be back at a track that we ran so well at last year.
This is the final lap.
Whoa, more fiber?
What?
Down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 50 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
We got some breaking news here. Michigan coach Sherrone Moore has been fired. This is all happening within the last 5 minutes.
Insane.
Michigan coach Sherrone Moore has been fired. There is a report from Nicole Auerbach from NBC Sports. Says, quote, that Michigan found credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. I just told Nathan, the number of men throughout history who have been ruined by going after women or making terrible decisions with regards to women, or they just can't keep it in their pants or whatever. If this is indeed true, that's what's being alleged right now. Sherrone Moore kind of throws away his career, at least for now.
He had a good thing going there, too. He had the number one quarterback recruit. He kind of had Ohio State's number. I know they lost this last game, but he historically has done very well against them.
Top 10 program, as you mentioned.
Yeah, you got the money.
National
champion
2 years ago.
Yeah, you're on that staff right there. You fill in for Jim Harbaugh nicely. That's what gets you the job.
David called in and wanted to talk about this. What's up, David?
I was just calling to find out why, and you answered my question.
That's the initial report as of 6 minutes ago from Nicole Auerbach. No one else is reporting that from what I've seen.
There was one other report.
Again, that's, I mentioned Ema Udoka, the Celtics coach, same thing. He ended up getting fired, threw away an NBA championship caliber job. Now he's with the Houston Rockets. He resurfaced, but it is remarkable that, these coaches, I'll just say, I'm trying to kind of paint the picture. You could all, these coaches are such high power. They're kings. They're gods at their schools. They can do anything. They can say anything. They make the most money. And you've got, in a lot of cases, you've just got women all around. And I'm a little surprised sometimes it doesn't happen more often. It happened with Larry Eustace. Larry Eustace was the college basketball coach at Iowa State. Like 20 years ago, same deal, caught with a co-ed So anyway, it's pretty wild. 946-0435, Michigan coach Sherrone Moore fired with cause. I made the comment that James Franklin, had he still been with the local institution,
good job. I thought it was slipping out right
there. Would Michigan have approached James Franklin, or would that have been? I mean, because Michigan's kind of pounded James. They probably know how weak of a game coach he is.
I don't think they would have went after him, considering all the shortcomings he's had. And at a program like that, you're expected to win national titles every single year. You're going to have the back. Like, the standard's pretty high at Michigan for what they've accomplished in recent years. So for you to turn to James Franklin then, that's consistently come up short at another institution that, you know, gives him all the backing and supporting, and you have the recruiting base and all that kind of stuff. I don't think they would have turned to him, but it's definitely interesting to think about. I mean, imagine, you know, the institution goes there to Ann Arbor next year and James Franklin was across the sidelines. That would have been kind of crazy.
946-0435 if you want to join us. We've had a lot of fun today. And to reset the rules in case anybody's joined us late, the goal today was to talk about something different. Chuck calls in, talk about the Pirates, Jerry with the Eagles. I should turn the floor over to you sometimes more often to talk about the Eagles. I'm sure you would want to, because we do have some Eagles fans here. I do consider this 90% plus Steelers territory. But I do feel bad that over the years I've not really spent a lot of time on the Eagles.
Hey, the Eagles have had two Super Bowls in the last decade, so
they're a better organization than the Steelers. I have no doubt saying that.
Oh, absolutely. Their general manager is incredible, yeah. Howie Roseman. He practically builds the entire Georgia college football team every single year defensively. Do you know the amount of Georgia Bulldogs that are on that defense?
On the Eagles?
Yeah.
Is that right? How many they got?
Oh, my goodness. Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, Keely Ringo.
So he loves Georgia.
Oh, my God.
Even if they drive fast down there, he'll...
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He's picking them. I'd be curious to look at the percent. It's probably like 30 to 40%. It's crazy.
We got Eric. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, I'm just calling back real quick. Hey, I'm sure there's some Michigan fans glad to move on, because I saw different things that the fan base wasn't the happiest with Sherrone.
What did they not like about him?
I think with the player development, like, they felt could have done better with the quarterback. You know, they weren't winning games the way they thought they should. So
let me mention this. Eric, I want to see if you agree with this or not.
This.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it's good that the institution we're not going to name today got who they got when they did, because he might be going there.
I was going to kind of sort of say something like that when you get wrapped up in wanting to hire, you got a championship program or whatever, and you want to hire the guy that's already in the program, like the local institution, a lot of people wanted to hire Terry Smith. Well, that's what Michigan did, I think. I think Michigan felt like they had this championship team. Harbaugh's leaving. We'll hire Sherrone Moore. You could have gotten a better coach than Sherrone Moore. I have no doubt in my mind you could have gotten a better college football coach than Sherrone Moore. But they stayed in-house. They did the local thing. They hired the guy that the players wanted. And this is why I say all the time, Nathan, you have to have adults in the room making decisions. You can't let 20, 21-year-olds who are emotional make the decision. Yeah. And again, very different scenario here. I'm not putting Terry Smith in the line of what this guy did. But just in terms of not falling victim to hiring the local guy, the guy who's already in the program, you can get somebody better. Penn State got somebody better.
There
Third
you go.
Time, did it again.
There you go.
And Michigan.
One last thing for Nathan. We are.
The previous institution.
The local institution. Nathan wins easily. I just said it again for the third time. I'm terrible at this game.
Nice try.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 50 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5, Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an Auto Owner's Insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
Voted hometown favorite, ARC Federal Credit Union is proud to support our community with youth accounts, student loans, annual scholarships, and business loans tailored just for you. With over 200 five-star Google reviews and a commitment to local youth sports, ARC is the credit union that believes in you and your future. Visit arcfcu.org today, your hometown credit union, where community comes first.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-578-3203. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-578-3203. That's 800-578-3203. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hank FM.
All right, I'll serve my 5-minute suspension tomorrow. We've got caller number 3. You get the final word today. Sharon Moore, fired by Michigan, caller number 3. You loving this? Hating it? I think Sharon Moore being at Michigan for the long haul probably would have helped Ohio State, so I'm not sure that this is a good thing for Ohio State.
No, I think he's Mr. Mediocre, and I'm sad he's leaving.
Yeah.
Just an example. We have our basketball coach. He was on the staff. We kept him. And Dusty May was in the wings ready to come and get hired, the Michigan coach.
But they're beating everybody by 30 right now.
Yeah, we went because we beat Purdue at the end of the year after.
Uh-huh. And they fell in. Jake Diebler.
Yeah, Jake. Yeah, I like the guy, but he's mediocre. Sharon Moore is mediocre.
So could Ohio State legitimately have gotten Dusty May, or like what was the time frame there?
Oh, he was in the wing. That was who we were in contact with, and then
wow,
Diebler made a run and almost made it to the tournament. But
that's what happened with Texas.
My brothers and I.
It happened with Texas a couple years ago with that basketball coach. I think his last name might have been Terry. So hey, interesting, good stuff. Caller number 3, thanks, man.
Okay, see ya.
J and Boswell Pipes and Cigars. They are our sponsor each and every day. Love J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. Stop by there, 6481 William Penn Highway. Hey, we've never done this before. I want to thank everybody for playing along with the game. Nathan won our game easily today. So Nathan will host the first 5 minutes tomorrow because I have to serve my suspension in the penalty box.
Appreciate everybody. Take care.
Exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona.